And so he's just as shocked that it was fine.
Okay.
And he called me and said, hey, John's phone number. Why would you call the guy that got it?
Looks like we have the entire board here. It looks like it's about 9:01. We'll call the meeting to order. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I would.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Public comments for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any public comments?
I just want to let people know this is not on the birthday. That Jim did pass away on the 23rd, and it's official. We know it for certain.
Yeah.
Do we have any other public comments?
I think we already know about it.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to have a few seconds of silent prayer for John Vodal, who was a long-time member of the association, and he deserves all the respect we have to give him.
I would second.
I'd like to observe a moment of silence.
Do that for Jim also at the same time.
What? Can I finish?
I'm just asking you if we can do it for Jim also.
Well, he's not dead yet.
Yes, I just told you it's official now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So I have to light a silent prayer for a few seconds. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl. That is much appreciated. Do we have any other public comments? Okay, that brings us to approve the minutes for the regular meeting of March 9th, 2019. Would anybody like the minutes read, or do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Reports of officers and directors.
I guess that's a verbal report on the road that we did.
We're not there yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll get to, I think we have road report. Well, no, actually we can do it right now. That's fine, because there isn't any other place on here for it.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
We filled all the major holes on the road all the way up to, not quite up to Horseshoe. So, let's see, there's a couple of big items which needs to be taken care of, and the end of this coming week, I'm requesting that the Quail Valley Water Company supplies a tractor to bring some asphalt up to take care of the big areas. And that's all I got. And then I checked those people who live up in this cul-de-sac, and they have four toilet facilities. They have an outdoor toilet which gets serviced once a week, so I could not convince. I mean, I didn't report it to the county, so they're okay for so far. The only other thing I have to investigate is if they put all their equipment and houses on property they don't own. And that's all I got.
Okay. How was the pavement? Did that stuff work okay? Is it still?
Yeah.
I was afraid it was going to get too hard.
No, it's
sitting. Still works good.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. After you loosen it up, it was. You know,
right. Break it up a little.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you filling the potholes. That's a help.
Oh, yes.
We'll get some more work done this summer. But I also did. Pat, her son found somebody in town that had some asphalt sealer that they wanted to get rid of. So I picked up 4 drums of asphalt sealer. I don't know if it'll do us any good for sealing the asphalt, but I think it'll work real well when we go to patch potholes. We can use it to line the hole, and it'll help stick everything together. It's old, but it's still liquid, so we've got those out here, too, that we can use.
Yeah, okay, we'll give it a try at the end of next week. And
it's free, so we can use it however it'll work.
if we put the asphalt seal in every hole after we clean it out, we found out that 95% of the time those holes don't come back.
Right.
On the huge big cracks right outside Bob's place, I think you all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. What about if we just set some cones up and fill a crack with the sealer, let it dry, and see what happens?
Well, the other thing you can do, you can put the sealer down first and then put sand over it. That way it can be driven on while it drives. That keeps it from stringing all over.
Some areas we have like wrinkle road. The whole area just cracked and wrinkled. And if you grab one little piece, are you going to grab another one? How big do you want to make the hole?
Right.
If we pour sealer all over the top of that, once again, surround it with cones for half a day. Mm-hmm. Throw sand on top and...
Yep. It might help.
It don't work.
But we can try it. It isn't going to hurt anything, and the sealer was free.
Yeah.
I've also got a bid in on a crack sealer trailer. We'll see if... I doubt it. I'll probably be outbid on it, but I threw a $500 bid on it, so we'll see. But it's, a hot tar pot with the pump and everything.
Marcus will give a hand with all mechanical work to get that thing running or working.
Yeah.
Is that the same...
very talented individual.
Is that the same kind of bucket that John Skogum had? Is that the same thing?
I never saw that one. It's probably similar, but this is one for actually doing the cracks. It's got a pump on it, so you have a guy out there with a hose and a wand to fill the cracks.
Well, that's what John did.
Okay. Maybe the same thing.
I believe that John Skogum would be willing to let us use it.
Okay.
I'll have to check with him, but...
Yeah.
Do you want a treasurer's report or not?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We got that... Basically, we'll cover that with the approved payments and expenditures because we'll go over the whole financial report.
Okay.
Anybody else, any of the other officers or directors have anything that they'd like to report? Okay, that takes us to discussion and possible action to approve payments and expenditures. I gave everybody a copy of the financial reports that we are required by law to review. So the first part you'll see is the reconciliation detail for the checking account and the reserve account with the balances as of the end of March. So we have $30,554 in the checking account, $17,782 in the reserve account.
Are we going to transfer that other $7,500 into the...
Yeah, in fact, what we probably should do, considering how much we have in the checking account, is go ahead and move probably $20,000 into the reserve, just so even though it's minimal interest, at least we'd get another, 30, 40 cents a month. and just let it sit there until we need it. We can transfer it back to the checking account to write checks. Because we don't really need to keep a huge balance in the checking account.
Right.
So.
We never voted on it, so I...
No.
Is that what you want to do? Does everybody want to do?
I think what we need is...
We voted on it last year.
Yeah, to go ahead and put the 75.
We voted to do it, but we didn't... We voted when to do it last time, and I thought we had to vote to do it again.
What we probably need to do is adopt a financial policy, like everything else, that says how much a balance we're going to keep in the checking account on a regular basis. Whenever it exceeds that, we transfer it to the reserve account.
That's right. Well, we don't need more than 10, I don't think. Yeah.
Exactly. Probably not even that. We probably could keep the checking account down around 5. We just need to make sure we keep enough in there that they don't charge us a monthly fee. So we'll have to find out what the minimum Union Bank
is
on that.
I'm sure it's higher than that.
Yeah. So we do, and that's probably what we would want to set it at, but we'll put that on the next agenda and we'll actually adopt a policy for it so we don't have to deal with it every month.
Okay. But you want me to give me a number you want me to put in there and I'll put it in there. this week.
Well, I would say let's move $20,000 just to cut down on what's in the checking account and put it in savings where it makes a few pennies.
Okay. We need a motion on that?
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion. We move $20,000 from the... Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anybody opposed? All right, we'll do that. Okay. All right, now that gets us to the next one, which is the profit and loss budget versus actual. These are the numbers that compare what our budget was for this year versus what we've actually done. We're 194% of budget for interest. We've made more interest than we budgeted.
Oh dear.
Instead of 18 cents, we made 35 cents.
Wow!
Oh boy.
Everything else, I mean, it's pretty much in line with where we're at. You know, there's nothing that really stands out tremendously. I mean, the numbers this early in the year don't mean a whole lot anyway. This is the first quarter.
Yeah, right.
And most of our expenses, most of our income, they're one time a year things, so they don't really, the budget, when you compare budget versus actual, it really kind of throws a wrench in things. Because we won't get income until the end of the year. But right now, let's see if I can figure it out here what this shows. For income, yeah, budgeted, we had no budget for income because it doesn't come in until the end of the year, and we've actually brought in $142 through March. So, we brought in more than our budget. Expenses. Now, one thing that you'll find in here is under expenses, we have bad debt. We took out $2,160 because we took a settlement for the Zynex property. So that shows up in here as bad debt now. We'll be moving some other ones that we know we're never going to collect. They belong in bad debt as well. And we will have bad debt expenses. Of course, we also budgeted for that. We've got $5,160 we budgeted, so we're still only half of the budget for bad debt. Because we knew that we had a bunch of it to write off. A lot of that is never going to be collected.
Nope.
So that's our budget versus actual. Then we come to the checking account statement and the reserve account statement. So these are the latest statements that we've received at the end of March, which they're pretty close to what we show in the accounts. And they've been reconciled. There's actually a copy of the reconciliation. No, we don't have the reconciliation. But that's what the bank statements have been reconciled, so everything is there. Then we have profit and loss, which we're supposed to have a profit and loss for both accounts, but with QuickBooks it combines them. We just have a profit and loss for everything. So our net income so far for the year is minus $520,000 because we've spent more in expenses than what we brought in. But of course that's because our income comes in September, October, November. Then we have the checking account register below that, which shows the checks that have been written. Then we have the general ledger. So this shows the accounts receivable, undeposited funds, which is things that have come in that haven't been put into the bank account yet. Accounts payable is the stuff that we owe. And you'll note the accounts payable client agency. It'll be in here every month. Technically, the expense is $356 per month, even though we pay it once a year. But to properly expense it, it does go in monthly. We prepay. So that's part of accrual accounting.
It is cool.
It is. Yep, but I did go through the proper process and broke it up over the 12 months and put it in there as 12 separate bills and just prepaid them all. And then the general ledger, of course, shows all the other expense accounts that have had any activity. Notary, lien fees that were paid, stamps, certified mail. So that's the general ledger. So one night when you can't sleep, that's stuff to... then we have transaction detail. This one's for the... this should be the checking account. So it just shows the actual transactions. Oh no, this is the detail I did to show the bad debt. This is the bad debt that was written off. So it's all the Zinex from way back. It all shows 225, but these are the old Zinex bills that we waived to get paid. Basically everything that was over 5 years old.
Yeah.
Then we're required to have an accounts receivable aging summary, shows all the lots that still owe and how much they owe. And again, a lot of this needs to be written off because it's over 5 years old. But right now, with everything, it's $16,000. But for last year, it's only about $3,200 that's owed. Everything else has been paid for the last year. But in total, it's about $16,000 in back assessments that haven't been collected.
Some of them are so low, it's just ridiculous.
Yep. But that's a summary of our finances. In case, if anybody has any questions, I'll do my best to help answer them. And if not, then we should go ahead and approve the payments that were made for last month, and those would have been on that transaction report. Let's see, which one was that? There we go. That was number 6, and that was the check for the notary, check for Kern County Recorder, and the $3 bank service charge. That was last month's expenses. Would anybody like to move to approve the payments for last month?
I make a motion we approve the payments for last month.
I'll second. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Read the second.
Does it matter? Read a good second.
Any opposed? Okay, that's done. Number 7, discussion and possible action to provide evidence to counsel for Mountain Valley Association for the possible prosecution of the alleged criminal and civil actions of the Board of Directors in power from July 29, 2016 until the seating of the 2018 Board of Directors. And this is Carl's Carl asked to have this on the agenda, so Carl, you want to explain what this is?
Yeah, it's the duty of the Board Directors to prosecute or investigate all violations of the previous board, the present board, and so on. As I mentioned at the annual meeting, that the present board, 218, has done nothing, even though they were aware of all the violations of the previous board, even the major involvement of the now president, Randy Hardenbrook, who promised to take care of it, which he never did, and which the four-page letter shows all the details and the chronology of what happened to at that time till the start of the new board in 2018. Now, in order for me to get an attorney or start legal action, I have to give the board the opportunity to act on my complaint. And right now, on April the 13th, I filed an official complaint by the Board of Directors to investigate the supposedly violate the criminal and civil violation of the board. Now, I contacted the district attorney. They told me to get an attorney, and I talked to our counsel, and he gave me an address of another attorney, which Rita was there the minute we were talking for over an hour to our attorney. which goes back to 2017. And I talked to the supervisor, I talked to the state senator, and they all told me, you got to give the board the opportunity to act on my complaint. So, and that's what I'm doing right now. In an hour, violation of policy, 6. If there, it's up to our board to investigate the complaints I just lodged, and has to take appropriate action. For one thing, removal of an officer of the board, a request for resignation from the board, recall by membership, and legal action. So I recommend the board takes a look at all my complaints, goes over the 4-page letter I wrote, and go over item by item and see if there's any criminal violation and civil violation. And of course, like I mentioned, when I request to have this put on the agenda, that there definitely is a criminal violation. It's a felony to prosecute somebody without legal standing, and also it's a felony to change records. I'm an orator, I'm sorry, to use as evidence. So, however, again, I ask the board to investigate, and if they seem to think there is no cause, they're not really responsible for not acting because they're volunteers and they don't have to do anything other than sit around and talk. So anyhow, it's up to me now if the board doesn't decide to act on it or forward all the information to our attorney. I will retain attorney by the name of Michael Stump, who is with a very prominent law firm in Bakersfield. They've been in business over nearly 100 years. I checked them out. They're not anyway connected with J.R. Smead, and they know all the prosecutors and all the judges, and I'm very confident that they can do a proper prosecution of the violator. So in case I go that way, the association will ask for a retainer of $15,000, and they will freeze the association's account if it's not being paid. And that's my train of thought. Okay. At the first hearing, they will establish that the board, the people which are being prosecuted, don't have no legal standing, and they don't have any right for any compensation, I mean any funds for defense from the board or our insurance company. Our insurance company got a copy of this 4-page letter just to know that they know what's going on, so they told me they're not, you know, they're most likely not going to, after the deductible is satisfied, they're not going to take any action. They're just going to go to court and tell them, you know, they're not legal board and blah, blah, blah. It's up to the defendant, the prosecutor, and that's what I will do. So, also, for over a year, the board has known about the whole thing, and all that they have done is change the facts, and I have interviewed a lot of people who was informed by the president and by the treasury, and I logged down what they said, the time, and so on and so on. So that will help me in possibly prosecuting Rita Leonard and Randy Hardenbrook. And for slander, obstructions, and all the other things I mentioned in the letter. It's very funny, right? So I made Rita Leonard an offer to forget about the whole thing because we do have a personal relationship and...
No, we don't.
We used to have one, right? I must get into this. But anyhow, I made her an offer and she refused. As you very well know, the first thing about a year ago I mentioned
was with
Randy and Rita Leonard that they should start the investigation on the violation of the previous board. And Rita told, in the presence of Randy Hardenbrook, that told me that if I would do that, she would stop our relationship. So, which we did probably. And then on the first meeting in January, when I mentioned again the lawsuit and all that, and Ren broke and tire started uncontrollably laughing, and I was afraid they were going to urinate in themselves. Then Rita Leonard said, well, if Carl Smith starts any more trouble, we have to membership remove him from the board. So I was very irritated, and I didn't go to the next two meetings. Then I got an argument with Rita one night, and I told her, well, you're nothing but Randy's whore, and that ended our relationship. So that's what I have so far. However, I will give the board, I haven't quite determined how much time to look into this matter, whether to put all the evidence to our attorney or, like I mentioned, investigate themselves. So I will let you know whether I haven't consulted with my attorney yet.
Okay. I'll refute a little bit of this garbage. We have definitely investigated this. We've looked into everything. We've reviewed minutes. We've reviewed executive session minutes. We've gone through statements, counts, everything else. We've found nothing that would rise to anything that anybody would criminally prosecute. I see no reason to go into this any further. I've made numerous reports on this fact. And with that, I'm going to make a couple of motions here. First one is I move that no one other than the president may contact our insurance company on behalf of the association. Would anybody like to second?
I second that.
Okay.
I'll second it. I'll present.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Second motion I'm going to make, no one has authority to retain counsel on behalf of the association without prior board approval. Would anybody like to second that motion? Okay. Who's in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's 4. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. That passes 4-1 also. Okay. Then the third motion I'd like to make, we've gone over this numerous times. We have a properly elected board at this point in time. If anybody wanted to invalidate any prior elections, it has to be done within 12 months of the election. Nothing has been done about any of that. So I'm going to move that since no such action has been taken, all actions by prior boards are board actions and are hereby ratified as such by this board. Would anybody like to second that?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yes, right.
Okay, that passes 4-1. Okay, that takes us to the next item. Discussion and possible action to form an advisory committee to review and provide input on the draft third restated bylaws.
Okay, well.
And this is Director Schlitz again.
Okay, let it go. Back to the previous one.
Okay.
I'd like to mention that Mr. the President has to transfer his presidentship to me in the next year, because Article 6 seems to cease to exist. Okay?
What?
So
I have no idea, because the president doesn't give his presidency to anybody. No. The board elects the president.
No. Okay. Their Article 6, they have only while they're been elected. And their term expired at the end of the year. And even if they run again, you need to read Article 6.
I've read the bylaws quite a few times, Carl.
Yeah, well, anyhow, our attorney will be able to tell you.
So our attorney works for the board. The what? Board has not contacted our attorney to do anything.
You will?
No, I don't intend to.
I have my attorney tell you.
Be my guest, and you'll be paying your bill, because the association does not authorize you to retain counsel on behalf of the association.
Right. I don't want to go into it. But anyhow, so one thing is clear, we know what's going to happen now.
Yeah, so, we know what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Okay, again, we're on item 8. Discussion and possible action to form an advisory committee to review and provide input on the draft third restated bylaws at the request of Carl Schlitz. I'll mention that we have already approved sending the bylaws out to the members. The bylaws have gone to the members for comment. No comments were received, and the board has, prior to this, has already approved sending the bylaws out to be approved by the members. But Carl is asking to form an advisory committee now. Carl, go ahead.
Well, you already passed it.
Yeah, several months ago.
That's for the next one.
Okay, no action on that. Discussion, possible action to request council review draft third restated bylaws. Again, Carl.
Like I said, we need to look at it. You already passed it, so there's no reason to discuss it at all.
Okay, no action.
What number are we on?
10 now. Discussion and possible action requesting as-built drawings of water systems in Track 3312 and request same be recorded with Kern County Recorder. Again, Carl.
Well, it's customary when you lay water line, electric line, any disturbing of the road, it is required that you make up the as-built plan and record it with the county recorder. And a question of the Quail Valley Water Company, who installed this illegal water line on Country Canyon and Hackamore.
So is there a motion?
What does a water company have to do with their HOA? With that?
We need to know where the water lines are.
Call.
I don't know, this is a different
opinion. You just dial 811.
Yeah, I know you told me all that crap already. We need to know where they permanently are installed. Not every time we do the grading, we have to call them for all these problems. Have the grader weight by 60, 70 bucks an hour. Okay, let's just skip the whole thing.
I'll let you know, as far as it goes, grading roads, digging holes anywhere, by law, anybody who's going to dig is required to call 811 at least 2 days in advance to have all utilities marked. That's state law. If you fail to do that, you're in violation of the law.
No, we like to know where they are, just about, because we don't know how to.
And I can also tell you that federal law protects utility maps. They are not public documents because they can be used for sabotage. So they are not a public document. You can request them if you want to make a motion. The board wants to request them, but that would be up to the water district to decide whether or not they're going to provide them. And I'm unsure why you're just worried about one water district. There's two water utilities up there with underground utilities. You also have Packville and Edison that have utilities in the easements as well.
They're easy to see.
So, again, I don't know what your issue is with the Quail Valley, but that's your issue. Right. So is there a motion that you would like to make here?
Well, of course not.
Okay, no action. Discussion and possible action requesting Quail Valley Water District provide an update of the negotiation between Pinyon Valley Water Company and Quail Valley Water Company regarding transfer of water service to the customers of Country Canyon Road and Hackamore Street as outlined by the PUC. Again, Carl.
Yeah, well, how is it going?
Well, I don't understand what's your motion and what does it have to do with roads? Because the only association business is roads.
Right.
So what does this have to do with roads?
It has to do with the previous question I had.
Are you going to make a motion?
Who's going to be owning, who's going to service Country Canyon?
Bill, go ahead.
What one water company does with another water company is none of my business.
I hear that.
If the homeowners association has business with that, I'd like to know what it is. But if you're in negotiation, you don't provide tell everybody what you're doing. I mean, you just don't do that.
Thank you, Bill. Carl, is there a motion you would like to present here?
No, I mean,
no action.
Like I mentioned before, we'd like to know who owns what.
I believe, Carl, what you were trying to say is you would like to know, because apparently nobody else here is worried about it.
100% of a lot of people.
Okay, so that brings us to item 12. Discussion possible action including the minutes of the meeting of January 12, 2019. Comments and noises heard during said meeting. Again, Carl.
Yeah, when I mentioned the lawsuit, you and Taya laughed and laughed and laughed. And I want that recorded in the minutes. And also I want to record that Rita Leonard said, well, if Carl Schmitz makes any more problems, then we'll have the membership removed from the board.
A civil request.
I will make a statement here. I went back and reviewed the audio from that meeting, which anybody can review. It's on our website. The only laughter that I heard after any comments like that from Carl was was after the meeting was adjourned, so they wouldn't go on the minutes in the first place. Second, they're in the audio recording that is out there for anybody that wants to listen to it, and I think Carl is miles off base here.
No, I think you got control.
So do you have a motion you would like to make on this item?
I just did. That's why I think.
Okay, so your motion is to include those in the minutes.
Correct.
Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of second.
Well, like I said at the beginning, here's all my enemies.
Carl, we're not your enemies. We are trying to deal with the association's business, and you're trying to bring up problems that don't exist.
Oh, yeah, right.
That kind of stuff does not go in meeting minutes in the first place.
Nope, you don't record in the minutes. Minutes are for motions and what was done, actions that were transpired. It is not for recording noises. But again, if you would like to listen to it, you can listen to the recording anytime.
Yeah, you probably deleted it.
No, it's on the website. It's available for everybody to listen to. Discussion and possible action to control ingress and egress on Sunview and Fernhill. Again, Carl.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of complaint that people like the one up on Sunview, they go up there, bikers going up there, raising hell, making parties up there, and we need to close that off. And the one on Fernhill, it's been a problem from the beginning. So my suggestion is the one up on Sunview, close it off, and the one on Fernhill, start looking into it more and see if we have the legal right to close it off. And I will go to all the neighbors and see what their opinion is, and maybe have an answer at the next meeting, what they like to do.
Okay, I'll make a comment on here before I make a motion. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
On Sunview Drive, I believe that the only access to that property is through our association. So if we put a gate up there, we're going to deny everybody access to their properties. On Fernhill Drive, I happen to know the couple that live there, and something is going to hit the fan, and we need to review all legal actions taken by the board in regards to Fernhill Drive. The board had contacted a lawyer and got a ruling that is oppositely opposed to what I've heard. The information I heard was Zach Scribner and the county recorder both side with Angel on that being his property. Anyway, something big time is probably going to happen, and we just need to know what we're talking about. It's unfortunate, but it may well happen. So anyway, that's all I really got to say. On Fernhill Drive, we have conflicting reports. We have a court ruling that says that road is to remain open. If we need to do anything, that court ruling needs to be overturned. I don't know what we can do to overrule a court ruling in that case that didn't involve us. The case involved other people. The association was never sued by anybody in regards to Fern Hill. So all legal actions taken have been taken by different parties. So anyway, it's a case of worms. It's probably going to go downhill, and just be ready for it.
Okay, I got some comments. Go ahead.
The opening on the end of Sunview is not their access road. The access road is St. Henning. There's no parcels up there. That's all one whole section which belongs to the park. They have no reason to go to all the track up to there. So.
That is incorrect, and I'll give you an explanation of what's going on. We've discussed this over and over again, and it's getting kind of tiring.
Yeah.
MVA can install gates if they would like. As soon as we do, we're going to get sued. And when we get sued, we probably will not win. And we'll probably end up paying court costs and everything else for everybody involved. So if we put up gates, we're exposing ourselves to thousands in costs, which would be stupid. It'd be nearly indefensible because our parcel map clearly indicates roads are open to the public as well as to adjoining properties. That's clearly stated in our parcel map when this tract was recorded. So it can't be any clearer. Now, open to public travel doesn't mean that we can't close a gate at the end of it because the public can travel up to the gate. However, one issue we have is that has been a prescribed easement for numerous years on Fernhill because people have been using it. So that's a prescribed easement. So we're blocking a prescribed easement. We will get sued. On Sunview, we again are going to be blocking a prescribed easement. There's BLM land back there that is accessed only from that dirt road from either end, either from Sunview or from Country Canyon. That's the access to BLM property. So we'd be fencing off federal government land. Now, the other property back there belongs to a group that purchased it from Zond. And they own a big section there that's also access. Now, they have other access, but that's the access to that end of the property. And again, they would have a prescribed easement because it's been the access to that property for years. I see no upside to us blocking access on either one of those roads other than we will get sued and we'll spend a lot of money. If the property owners to those lots, the federal government and the people that own the other lot back there behind Sunview, if they would like to block them, we would have no recourse on that. It's not our problem because our road ends at the end of the tract. They could put a gate after the tract all day long. Same thing on Fernhill. If somebody wants to put a gate on the outside of the association's property, that's their business. Then the county would have to sue them because it's the county's road. But I see no reason for Mountain Valley to put a gate up because that would just invite Mountain Valley into the lawsuits. So I would like to make a motion that all MVA roads remain open to the public and no barriers shall be erected. Would anybody like to second that?
I oppose.
Well, which one of you was the first second?
It was the second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That passes 4-1. So as of right now, all roads in Mountain Valley Association are open to the public and no barriers shall be erected. The second motion I'd like to make is that Mountain Valley Association make a dedication of all roads within the tract to Kern County as public roads.
I'd like to see that happen.
And we give them public, the same easement you would give any other public road, and if they aren't going to accept it at this point, but we can permanently dedicate it to them, and then there's no more access issues at all because the roads are open to the public.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Carl, are you abstaining, or are you in favor or opposed?
Opposed, of course.
Okay, that passes 4-1. I will work.
Well, funny, isn't it, that I'm opposing?
Well, you can oppose. That's your. It's.
I'm laughing hysterically.
You're allowed to oppose.
Right.
That's fine. But we're just tired of going over and over this stuff, so we're going to settle it.
For the time being, right.
I will work with a surveyor and get us a price on what it will cost us to draw up a map and dedicate these to the county.
What are you talking about?
The motion I just made.
No.
We're going to dedicate all Mountain Valley roads to Kern County.
Right. Well, don't you have to have the board of the board spend that money?
We just.
That's what I said. I'm going to ask a surveyor how much it's going to be, and then we'll have an item for that.
Okay. You put that
will that
ahead.
Take away our taxes on the roads?
Probably not.
No. No, but.
And this will probably, once we get the information from the surveyor, this probably has to go to the members as well, because we're giving association rights away.
Exactly. But,
and that will work on it. Okay. Brings us to item 14, discussion and possible action to censure director for violation of rule 3.1.4.6. I put this one on here, and I was ready to make a motion to table this, but with the actions today, I'm less inclined to do that. The main objective, rule 3.1.4.6, basically describes decorum that needs to be followed by directors and officers of this association. And continued violation of those can result in censure, it can result in removal from committees, and ultimately it can result in the board requesting the members recall a director. It can also have the board recall or terminate any officers. So, at this point, I would make a motion to table this, and I think this should serve as a warning to all directors, all officers, that if they cannot operate within the normal rules of decorum, that they are going to have action taken against them. And this goes to making accusations against directors, slandering, writing four-page letters, making all kinds of accusations. These things are not the type of things that a director should be doing. A director should be working with the rest of the board to try and work through problems and try and make the association function, not try and cause problems.
Exactly.
Bill, I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I only got one thing to say. If you got to spend board money, get board approval. You have no right to spend board money without getting board approval.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. There's an agenda, there's a meeting, you can request it, you can get it granted, then you can spend it. But just to go out and spend money because you think it's the right thing to do, it may be, but get board approval, that's all.
Yeah. But again, the main thing is we all have to work with professionalism, otherwise this board will not continue to function. But again, my motion is that we table this at this time. Would anybody like to second that?
I'll second.
Or is there an alternative motion? Okay, we have a first and a second. Anybody opposed? Okay, that is tabled. But again, it needs to serve as a warning that this board has to be unified, this board has to work together, and we all have to act with professionalism. We can't be finger-pointing and making accusations and calling people names. It's that simple. That belongs in kindergarten, not in the board.
Boy, oh boy, I can't believe it. You know, you step on somebody's rights and you say, oh, well, forget about it, you know. What about if somebody gets killed, you know, like Rita thinks, oh, you know, it was 2-3 years ago, why don't you forget about it? You know, but nobody considered it wreck my credit, you know, by putting that lien against my property. It's, you know, it's worth some money to get my credit established, so.
Okay, that brings us to 15. Discussion and possible action adopting a records retention policy. This was passed out at the last agenda for everybody to review. I hope everybody had an opportunity on a sleepless night to review it. And I would go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the records retention policy.
I second it.
We second.
I oppose.
And what would that policy be?
I can give you a copy. I think there's a copy of it down there. This basically spells out how long we have to keep what types of records before we can dispose of them.
Okay. I got that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we have Carl opposed. So that passes 4-1. Brings us to 16, discussion and possible action to approve list of volunteers for 2019. Do we happen to have the old list of volunteers?
No, I didn't.
Okay. We need to put together a list of volunteers so that we can record them in the minutes so that they're covered under our insurance.
This is for road working?
Yes, oh. To actually do the work on the roads.
Okay.
Well, I guess at this point we can just do a list for the next meeting.
We pretty much can remember who they are.
Okay, well, if we want to try and remember them, we can just make a list right now.
Yeah, I'd like to pledge my help to any road crew activities that go on. If Carl needs help with any projects, you know, me and Marcus will be there to help him with whatever he requires or to try and assist him in any way. I'd like to see Carl succeed in his road projects because his road projects have always been good for the association. So,
do you ever get in touch with John
Marion? That'd be Bill and Marcus.
No, I didn't.
No.
Well, because we didn't have a project coming up, so I didn't know.
Well, we still needed to
put him on there.
Talk with him and so on.
Well, we can always add, too. I mean, we just need to put a list together for right now, and then we can add to it.
I remember Don's last
name. Mr. Reese.
Okay.
Oh, Liam said he'd help us.
Right.
Okay, we got Liam. Okay.
I have to you can put John on there and I'll notify John Marion and I'll get a hold of him.
Pat, can we put Jim on that list?
I'm sorry?
Can we put Jim on there?
Sure.
If he works, fine. If he doesn't, doesn't mean anything.
Okay. His last name is Burley, because you might need to have more gyms. I was trying to think of all the ones that came out and helped us. Angel did too, but I don't know that he would come out and help us now.
Well, we can go ahead and list him. He was listed in the past.
He was listed in the past.
Yeah.
Pat was on it. I was on it.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat.
Hold up a flag.
Well, hey, it takes bodies.
Yeah. Well, I pick up trash. So
yeah, it takes bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeannie.
I don't know what it
is. Go ahead. Yeah.
Jeannie over up here on Sunday, my neighbor, says that John.
I have a name in back. John Marion.
Yeah, okay.
And put his name down.
Anybody think of anybody else?
Speed up.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, I can do that. I can't do the back work.
Okay. Look at
me. I don't either, Gene.
Jesus, you know, I'll be on the list.
Okay.
So we can hold a flag.
Yeah.
We can hold up a flag.
Yeah, I can hold a flag.
Okay.
You can go like that.
Well, yeah. That gives us a good list to start, and we can add to it. And I would also say that since we've got an old list, that we approve everybody that was on that prior list as well. That covers us.
Yeah. Okay. I never got a chance to thank Carl for filling all the potholes on Sand Canyon.
No, I called you, but you
that
never
wasn't,
answered
that
my
wasn't
call.
Appreciated.
And you.
I got me on there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, too.
We got some more work to do, and I'm getting with Sandy at the end of next week.
Okay. Okay, that gives us a list for now, and like I said, we will update it
those are people who are on the
with anybody else that comes along. And we'll go ahead and make this an actual list. But, so I'll make a motion that we adopt the list as we've discussed today.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carl, are you in favor or opposed?
I'm in favor.
Okay. That passes 5-0.
All right. Unanimous.
So that gets us to number 17, discussion and possible action on alternative communication methods to replace the current prepaid cell phone for association business. I guess from what Joan is telling me that the Kmart's no longer carrying the cards for that phone.
No, I found some at Stater Brothers. So.
And that it's becoming problematic, too. Unfortunately, cell phone is going to be problematic. One thing I did look at, we can get AT&T Unlimited talk and text. It's $25 a month prepaid, set up with auto pay, so it would come on the credit card every month, $25 flat, and it's unlimited talk and text. We cannot transfer the current phone number because it's one of those prepaid phone numbers, so it cannot be transferred. But once we get the AT&T number, that number can be transferred.
Verizon's,
I believe
Verizon's only $20
for unlimited. How's it work out here?
Well, it doesn't, but it's only $20.
Yeah.
No, when the cell tower comes up.
That's AT&T.
Yeah, but it's going to be, from what I talked about and other people, they said it's going to be for everybody. So we'll wait and see, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all up to AT&T whether who they'll have and how much they're going to charge
right.
those guys.
But that is what's available to us.
It's okay with me.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, you never know.
But the AT&T is available to us. I have a phone that the association can have that'll work on the AT&T. So that's an option. Another option, I mean, any other option is going to be more than that. I mean, just a basic phone line out here is $35 a month, and that's not counting long distance or anything.
No, you don't want an AT&T landline.
Well, landline is the ideal, personally, but it's not going to work.
But where would we put it?
That's one of the issues.
And you can't call anybody. Everybody you go to call is going to be long distance.
Right. One of the things that I was looking at for the water district, because besides phones, we have to pay $100 a month for an answering service to answer it 24 hours, where I've been looking at buying a phone system that has the auto attendant feature in it. So that it will do the answering and then transfer the calls to a cell phone. The advantage to that is that you can transfer to any cell phone or any other phone and answer the calls. And if you want to call back without calling somebody back on your number, you can actually call that phone, the automated phone, and then you can call out from it. So it'll still have the business phone number going out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's an advantage, something we could look at down the road, maybe if the water district buys a phone system like that, then the association may want to get a landline and tie into that and, you know, piggyback on it. And that way they could use the same features. But that's nothing that's going to happen right away.
And I hope it never happens.
Did you just get a...
I just bought two more, so that's 2 months worth.
So we already have 2 months that we can... We don't have to decide for 2 months.
How much are we spending now for a card for a month?
30.
Oh, is it? So this would actually be cheaper then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in
and
that case...
And they don't roll over, so...
Right.
Any minutes it's not used, it's...
Right, and they're all wasted, yeah.
And this one's just is unlimited talk and text.
They roll
at $25 prepaid. we can set it up on the credit card. So what I would say, I would go ahead and make a motion now so that we'd be able to have it done by the time those two cards are done, that we go ahead and sign up with AT&T.
But you don't want to activate it.
No, just before these expire, we can get everything in place. I'll dig out one of the old, I've got a flip phone that's ruggedized and, you know, it makes phone calls.
Yeah.
So we can get one of those set up, and then when those cards are up in 2 months, then we'll sign up with AT&T and just put it on the credit card. That way it'll save us $5 a month, and we'll have the same kind of stuff we've got now. Okay.
May I ask something?
Sure. Be my guest.
Who communicates on the telephone? I thought everything has to be done by computer, so it's going to be recorded.
No, we have members that call and ask questions, realtors that call and ask questions. We have to have a phone line.
Right, so who's allowed to have a phone?
Well, the secretary takes the phone right now.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about one phone? No, okay. I was in the wrong impression. Okay.
No,
this is
just a single phone. Mainly it's for taking messages, and then the secretary can return the calls. It's not like you have to carry the phone all the time. It just gets, right. There's a voicemail. Yeah.
Randy, I have about 4 or 5 cell phones at home.
Yeah.
If I can bring Dan and see if you can use any of them.
Yeah, I've got one. I bought 5 of these phones when I bought them. Bought them on eBay. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I just didn't know, whether you were just trying to dig up one.
No, I just have to dig one out of my drawer where I threw them all.
Because I've got all these phones. I have them in a bag.
They're tough. They're ruggedized phones. They were made for, construction. So they're tough phones. They work well.
Well, you don't that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you didn't have them and you needed to get something like that, they're not that old.
Do we have requests for future agenda items?
We need to spend some money on road repairs and decide on what actions we're going to take. Are we going to save our money and coal patch Sand Canyon? Are we going to do the concrete wash on Sand Canyon? Are we going to lay dirt on Hackamore road base? I think Carl has some areas that need road base. And we need to talk about it. Our options are spending the money that we have on projects. Second option is try and build a nest egg for next year. Do asphalt Morgan Lane on a grunt and do cold patch on part of Sand Canyon, things like that. But we need to do something and get it going. I would recommend that we do the concrete wash because I don't think we'll see a price like that again. One advantage of the concrete wash, if you put down cold patch, it might survive 10 years. But after 10 years, we're going to have to do either a concrete wash or put down more cold patch. So anyway, those things need to be discussed so we can tell Carl, what we'd like to do, and we'll go about seeing if we can get it done.
Are you talking about the wall down on the... Mm-hmm. Okay.
The wash by Pat.
Yeah, for our next agenda, I'll try and put together two or three different directions we can do this, and then the board can choose one.
Also, if Carl could look at where the road is washed away on Horseshoe at George and Shelley's, if he can find a quick fix, like maybe we just board it up ourselves, call a concrete truck, have them bump it, end of it, I don't know. But it's beyond me, so I'd appreciate opinion on that before Horseshoe Lane gets completely washed over.
Did we have a bid on that from Oscar?
No,
not for Horseshoe.
We had no bid on that.
Maybe we ought to have a bid from Oscar on that, because he can get a better deal on cement.
But anyway, maybe Carl could take a look at it and see if it's something we can handle with 4 or 5 people and some boards and concrete, or if we need to ask Oscar, hey, give us a price on it, and it's $2,000. Well, when you do the wash on Sand Canyon, finish the one on Horseshoe, so we have a permanent road.
Are you suggesting we set it up the framework of it and get in our tall boots and get out there and scoot that cement around? I'm sure you have moved cement around.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
But anyway, if we can get to looking at road projects and approving road projects and spending the money on roads, we could not go wrong.
Yeah.
We also still need to fix the stable in front of Audrey's.
Yep. Yeah.
And we also need to work on getting the next set of stop signs.
Yeah, we approved doing stable.
Right,
yeah.
What are you going to do on stable?
We need to put that culvert in.
Oh, okay.
By Audrey's. We voted on that many a times, and it just hasn't been done, but it's not raining now, so it's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
But, because you can't do it in the rain. And that and the stop signs, yes, the stop signs should go up.
Yeah.
And just start putting them up. We have to get the stop signs, but we also have to get the posts.
Oh. One more question. Did you pour diesel on the asphalt?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If we do that, that'll make it softer.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it may be good enough the way it is. We just use that sealer before we put it in.
Okay.
And I think that way it'll suck the solvent out of that sealer, and it should loosen everything up and make it tighten right up.
Because if we fill more holes, I'd like to see more than two people filling holes.
Yeah.
We didn't even know he was filling holes. He didn't let anybody know.
No, we need to set up a work group.
Well, I was not notified, and I'm on the road committee.
One guy run the tamper, one guy dropped the asphalt, one guy dropped the sealer.
It has nothing to do with you and I. I would like to work on the roads.
Oh, okay.
Which I have stipulated before.
I'll let you know I work on them. We'll use your truck.
I don't have a truck. Right now it's loaded.
You still got the paint slip.
Okay, then I'd like to have the truck back.
Well, you know what you have to do.
This is completely different.
Right.
Okay, this has nothing to do with the board.
Right.
Okay, anything else for the agenda?
Oh, since we put our sign thing in place, the sign policy, I think we should work at contacting real estate agencies to either replace or take down
their signs.
I mean, there's one sign up there that you can't even read anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we know what realtor it is?
I think it's Caldwell Banker.
Well, they leave them until they rot off of the board.
And that they're not supposed to.
Yeah, they don't ever bother coming back out and taking them down.
And didn't we vote to have that one big one on Morgan and
I don't think we've ever followed through. We voted to adopt the sign policy, so now we need to let people know to move stuff.
We need to get re-signed back.
We've got a sign policy in place. Yeah,
so we need to work on that in our spare time. Yeah, if we notify anybody whose signs are out there that are violating the sign policy, we can definitely let them know.
I gotta get going.
And I guess the ones that are left out there, if we can't identify whose they are, we just take them down and put them in a pile.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming, Bill.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay. That's 10:10.
Sorry, everybody, but I gotta leave.
It just ended.
Bye, Bill.
You have a fun time, Jim.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.
Okay,
we got plenty of work for next time. I will try and put together several different ways that we can go about doing the roads, and we can just pick one
to
try and fit within our budget. Yeah.
A few more weeks, we always haven't paved dirt roads because it's getting too dry after that, and then we have to get a water truck.
Yep, and so we're going to end up needing a water truck. That's the way it's going to work.
No, I never used the water truck but twice before the 90 years I did the road.
Well, unfortunately, there's a bit of, we have to go through the process of going through the board, so.
Right.
So until the board is ready to approve it, that's where we're at. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I think we got through quite a bit of stuff. I didn't think we'd get done this quick.
Really?
But next time we'll have more.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Thank you.